97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Boy, I got to tell you, as a driver, one thing that really irks me is if somebody comes flying up behind me and whips around me at the last second, almost takes my bumper off. That's guaranteed to get you either some sort of arm signal or a toot on the horn, right? Imagine if what you looked in your rearview mirror and saw was a freaking airplane. Did you see this video out of Florida yesterday? Florida Freeway, a Beechcraft 55 was attempting to make an emergency landing. This was on I-95 near Merritt Island. So it's 5:45 in the evening. It's the evening rush. There weren't as many cars on the road as there could have been. The plane has engine trouble and can't make it to the airport. And suddenly, somebody had a dash camera. And on the video, you see this airplane drop out of the sky and hit the perfect landing. The problem is he was going so fast that he ran into a car that was in front of him. There was a Toyota Camry that he couldn't slow down enough. And the car, you know, it's one of these, for all I know, somebody going slow in the middle lane. But they weren't going at highway speeds. And he runs into the back of the car. So the person in the car had a minor injury, apparently.
Which is nuts.
But
a minor injury after your car's hit by an airplane?
Yeah.
It could have been way worse.
But they survived. The lady in the Camry was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. If you haven't seen that video, look it up. Because it is absolutely amazing that he got captured on video.
So that whole story is nuts, and you have to see the video if you've not yet seen it. So by now, you've probably seen that Pam Anderson has become known for going makeup-free. That's fair, but now she's known for going makeup-free. She showed up at Paris Fashion Week in 2023 without any makeup on, and she actually said, I remember thinking, nobody's even going to notice. And of course, everybody noticed. But she says it's about peeling back the layers. She says she wants to make sure that people feel confident and who they are, and not to worry so much. So she's hoping to inspire other young women to do the same, to not feel like they have to put all this lip liner on and, you know, dark eye makeup.
That's nice.
I would go makeup free, but I look like a raccoon because I have such dark circles under my eyeballs that I would scare you guys.
I don't know what to make of it. I mean, good for her. I mean, it certainly relieves the stress of having to spend an hour in front of the mirror before you
an hour?
Go out.
Sue, how long does it take you to do your makeup?
Not an hour.
Don't you think Pamela Anderson, though, if like these Hollywood stars spend more than 15 minutes putting makeup on. I mean, honestly.
I'm sure
most of
some
them have,
do.
Well, most of them
it
have
takes me 5 minutes.
Artists and all that. So I'm saying in the case of a Hollywood star, it probably takes them more than 15 minutes to put their makeup on.
Well, she was, though, excessive in the makeup department and just has gone to the opposite, which I think was kind of nice. I think she's gone through a bit of a renaissance.
Maybe. She also said the other day that she did indeed have a fling with Liam Neeson during the filming of the latest movie.
Liam.
Moment to make fun of that, Mark.
We got to flag that one.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just Liam. Yeah.
She admitted to having an affair with this guy.
For a week.
Then she said people made way too much out of it.
She said we're just friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she did, yeah, I don't know.
I would have loved
gave
Pam
more details
Pam
than
Liam.
She should have.
Maybe if they got so far that was her nickname for him.
It could have been.
Yes.
You guys just didn't know that. I had a little insider information.
That's right.
Kim's not going to ever let this go, just so you know.
I'm certain I'm going to experience this with my grandkids here at some point. But apparently, McDonald's has a winner. And not the McRib, Sue. But
that's no doubt.
But the Grinch meal. They have put a Grinch meal together in the little box like you would get a Happy Meal, and it's selling out faster than you can say roast beast. Everybody wants the green-themed feast.
That's funny.
Which apparently made its debut on December 2nd.
That's it. It's brilliant marketing. All you do is slap a picture of the Grinch on your box, and you're like, it's a Grinch meal, and then all the kids want
it. Some other stuff.
Some Grinch salt.
Okay, it's
our
salt,
neighbors
but
over
it's
here
Grinch
got a
salt.
Couple. So.
Dill pickle seasoning.
So it's regular seasoning, and they call it just stupid. Like, it's Grinch salt. No, it's salt. All right? I have a problem with this.
It's like, so what's better?
Yeah, no kidding.
I will not be getting a Grinch meal. Hey, really fast, the Golden Globes were revealed, the nominations, and of course, for Best Podcast, Joe Rogan was not part of that.
How can that be?
I know, but Call Her Daddy. Remember, that's a podcast Kamala Harris went on. Dax Shepard's podcast. Like, all these other random podcasts were nominated. Not Joe Rogan, even though his is the most popular podcast on all major platforms.
There has to be something more to that. To that one, they're mad at him because he had Elon Musk on or something, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, who knows? Politics at play there.
He endorsed Trump. That's the problem.
Yeah, true. By the way, Sue, a happy anniversary. We didn't get to say that to you on Friday.
Oh, well, thank you. That's nice.
Glad you had a good week. That's fantastic. All right, coming up, we'll get to former Senator Jim Talent and get his take on the tanker takeover down in the Gulf. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.